relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
We're going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Weird and creepy at the same time. That is E. Jean Carroll on CNN. Rape. Yeah, most people think it's sexy. And you're so interesting, Anderson Cooper. Let's go to a break! That's just part of the peculiar story that is the verdict yesterday in New York. Let's analyze it with a guy who I think he's seen the inside of a courtroom once or twice. Kurt Schlichter, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorkin. I just want to point out these things back here are one of my first big court wins, which was a defamation case.
All right. Well, in that case, I am correct. I am vindicated. You are the perfect guest to have today after yesterday's very peculiar news. I will use you as my Jedi master. I will be the Padawan of law. You are an expert in civil law in defamation. You are the senior columnist for townhall.com, the author of Inferno and many, many other books. Let's get that out there. And you're a bit of a Twitter warrior, so follow him right now at Kurt Schlichter. But let me just run by you the things that I, as a layman, as a humble radio host, found strange in this case. I've put them in a brief Substack article that I published a mere couple of hours ago. So, number one, we have the victim, a strange lady who has written strange things about how men are horrible, especially young boys. As you have seen, has just said that rape is considered sexy by most people. And then who waits decades, which is not unusual, but who waited decades to bring this charge, a charge, Counsel Schlichter, that could not have been brought unless the anti-Trump governor of the state of New York had signed something called the Adult Survivors Act, which for a period, a magic window of 12 months, made it possible to go back in time, irrespective of the expiration of the statutes of limitations on these crimes, and to bring a case. A law, which, by the way, was brought last year and expires this year. Smells a little fishy to me, but you are the professional. Unpack for us the results that we heard last night out of Manhattan.
Well, you know, Dr. Gorka, I practice in the real world of law, and this has, like everything that seems to involve Donald Trump, has nothing to do with the real world of law. There's like a special law, the Trump exception. Now, I have told many people many times the hardest and most difficult kind of case to win is a defamation case, because there's so many reasons you should lose. This was partially a defamation case, and it should never have gotten in the door. Just looking at what you mentioned,
can we just stop there for a second and
sure.
Tell us, because this is your specialty, before you get to the things I mentioned, the thing you just said, why are defamation cases so difficult? In the UK, it's relatively easy. The person defamed doesn't have to prove it. It's actually the other way around. Why are these cases so strangely, peculiarly hard in America?
Oh, the First Amendment. You're allowed to speak freely. You're allowed to default to speaking freely. And if somebody wants to sue you over it, they have a lot of procedural hurdles, and they have a lot of hurdles in terms of elements. For instance, you know, you've got to prove the statement was false. You've got to in some places, like, how, you know, we hear a lot about, well, truth is a defense to defamation. Well, in many places, truth is a falsity is an element, meaning the person suing has to prove it. If it's a defense, the defendant has to prove it. So it's very hard to do that. It's also very hard because you have the issue of facts versus opinions. And what constitutes an opinion is very, very, very broad. So you can't sue someone over an opinion. I could say, you could say Kurt Schlichter's a giant knucklehead. Well, that's really an opinion. It may be derogatory, but it's an opinion. You can't sue over it. Now, you could say Kurt's a knucklehead, and he did this specific thing, this, and this way. Yeah, maybe you could sue. Probably be hard. But you got to prove damages. And you got to prove an amount of damages. I'm still – where'd the $5 million come from? I don't know. I don't know. She was attacked. I would think it would be a bigger verdict.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. The $5 million, especially given the fact that we're talking about a billionaire real estate mogul, the $5 million seems rather paltry given some of the damages we see being awarded by other courts. Before we go on to the specifics I mentioned, the last point, will you explain why, if you're a public figure who has been defamed, why it's basically impossible?
It's called Sullivan versus New York Times versus Sullivan. And what it is it says that if you are a public figure, you must prove actual malice or reckless disregard of the truth.
Meaning you have to prove that the person who is saying the nasty things about you had bad intentions and knew they were false when they published or said them, which seems like, unless you're, you know, a mentalist, would seem rather impossible.
True. And and this is a controversial legal holding. There are conservatives and liberals who want to challenge it. I happen to like it because it encourages free speech. But there's a cost. The cost is people get their reputation hurt. If there was a lower standard, they wouldn't. And I do worry about it being used against conservatives if it was eliminated in a future Supreme Court case, because this is a Supreme Court holding. So it would take the Supreme Court to essentially reverse course after nearly 60 years.
Right. So let's talk about the things I mentioned, the 30 years delay, and then this magical law that was signed by Hochul, who detests President Trump, that gives a law that lasts for a year that seems to be tailor-made for this case, so the statute of limitations doesn't apply. This seems utterly bizarre to me.
Well, there have been laws like this about child sexual abuse. And, that's debatable. I'm very much against extending the statute of limitations. I do a lot of defense work. I defend people. I also bring suits. I will sue people. I've sued people in cases similar to this one. I've also defended people in cases similar to this one. I don't like the idea of going back 30 years and saying, now you need to defend yourself. If somebody said, Kurt, where were you in either 1995 or 1996? Because I don't know exactly when it happened. I was like, well, how do you defend yourself? You can't. One of the reasons we have a statute of limitations is to protect people from exactly this. Because what you have is a case that boils down to, she said he did it, he said he didn't. And they decide who they believe. And while that is technically how the law works, that's not particularly just, especially when you're talking about a venue composed of people who just hate this guy.
Yeah.
And I like Donald Trump. I think he's being horribly abused again. But I would make the same argument even if it was a liberal who had this happen to it.
Based upon this change in the statute of limitations.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Based upon this change in the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's terrible. And remember, sexual abuse cases are always very fraught. They're very emotional. They often have little physical evidence, especially after time has passed. And the fact is, there are people who lie about it.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people. Yeah, look, if this was the law, anybody can come back and say, you know, 30 years ago, Joe Blow did X, Y, and Z. Joe Blow's walking down the street. Suddenly, you know, he's now embroiled in a lawsuit over who is this person?
Where the person who said they were attacked doesn't even know which year it occurred in. We're talking to Colonel Kurt Schlichter. Follow him right now at Kurt Schlichter. And you've got to read his blistering articles every Thursday at townhall.com and his latest book, Inferno. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, a special one-on-one. Never miss any of them. Make sure you subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. We will be back in a moment. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less, which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We try every single day. Welcome back, dear friends. Can I enlist you in an army of people who do good for the most vulnerable in society? What did our Lord and Savior tell us? Come unto me, the little children, and woe betide those who harm them. Better a millstone were tied around their neck and they'd be thrown into the sea. Every summer, we decide to help the children of America who have a mother or father behind bars. It's part of the Angel Tree Camp Prison Fellowship Program. 70% or more of these young boys and girls will end up inside the prison system themselves unless we break the cycle. And we can do that by sending them to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do for boys and girls who feel vulnerable, who feel guilty through no fault of their own for their parents being behind bars. Make a difference today. Make a donation so more children can go to the Angel Tree Summer Camp. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. It truly is one of the most godly, beautiful things you can do this year. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the top. sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. God bless all of you, and thank you in advance. All right, we are back with Colonel K. He is my legal counsel on matters of defamation, although everything I send him, he says, pish posh, I can't help you there because you're famous. It doesn't apply to you. Well, E. Jean Carroll was a little bit famous, but this verdict yesterday, Kurt. So the summary from my layman's analysis, and here's the article. You can go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. I literally published it as I was leaving for the studio today. Go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. It's, so Trump didn't rape Carol, but he defamed her by not raping her, is the headline, because the charge was, you raped me. And then you defamed me by denying you raped me, which I thought everybody has a right to say they're innocent. That was the allegation.
I would have thought so.
That's what I thought, but hey, I'm not the lawyer. Then they change, the fairy dust comes, they sprinkle the fairy dust, or the governor of New York says, it doesn't matter that it was 28 years ago, or 27, who knows, we will allow you to bring this case for 1 year. They bring the case, and the jury, only 3 hours of deliberation, I'll ask you about that in a moment, but after very quick deliberation, the nine-man jury of six men and three women says, no, we don't believe you. He didn't rape you. Oh, but we think he assaulted you. And we're going to give you $5 million for him denying that he raped you, although we don't believe he raped you. I'm sorry, Kurt. I'm confused.
Well, you and me both.
That's not the answer I expected, but carry on.
Well, it's a verdict that to me basically says, well, I don't really believe her story, but I hate Trump, and we're going to cost him some money. You know, I think what they did say he did was similar to the Access Hollywood tape. Maybe I think, and that was shown, which I think is probably an error to the jury. And I think this verdict strikes me not as based on what her accusations are or the law, but on their opinion of Trump. And of course, you're in a very, very, very blue jury pool. You have a judge that, at least Donald Trump says, was not particularly favorable to his side. I don't know. I don't know all the rules.
Right.
Is there grounds for appeal? I can think of some. Will it work? I don't know.
Given what you know so far, well, look, I think he's going to appeal. What is the most likely avenue of appeal?
Well, the inconsistency of the verdict, I think, is a good one. The due process claim on the resurrection of the statute of limitations. Frankly, I think that's probably the best of the arguments. But look, there's a special law for Donald Trump and all conservatives, and it doesn't match the kind of law that I practice, because at least when I'm not representing someone famous, if this was a normal case, I don't think it would have seen the inside of a courtroom.
Right.
If it was Joe Blow and Susie Jones. And she said, 30 years ago, he did this. I don't remember when, where, or how. Oh, come on. If it doesn't go out on summary judgment, the jury's going to look at it and go, this is stupid.
Is there anything to be drawn generally by the speed with which a jury brings a verdict? Or is it just completely random?
Well, look, it's all tea. trying to figure out what a jury's going to do is all tea leaves. And there's lots of received wisdom about it. Usually, if you have a quick verdict in a civil case, and I think this would be, I think 3 hours is a quick verdict here, it's good for the defense, because it's a lot easier to say, oh, no, you get nothing. Because if you say, yes, you get something, then you have to go through the damages portion.
Right.
And remember, a jury's supposed to deliberate over all of that. Is it unknown for a big verdict? Well, this isn't a particularly big verdict, really,
for
what it is. It's, you know, the one up here 25 years ago, just flat defamation, $3,049,912.
Wow.
Okay.
And I presume that didn't involve a former president and a billionaire.
It did not. No, it did not. And it didn't involve any sexual assault. But it smells to me like a bunch of people who don't like Donald Trump. We're saying, he's just a bad guy, and we're going to show him.
Yeah, and this we don't believe the big story, but this is how we're going to punish him with the minor story, and we're just going to say, no, He didn't rape you, but we're going to say he assaulted you. We're talking to Kurt Schlichter, the latest book in the Kelly Turnbull series. It's got a cameo by somebody who you might recognize who likes guns and has a very cool accent. It's called Inferno. Follow him right now on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Read his articles at townhall.com. And if you too think that there is no justice left in America, if you are a Republican, if you're President Trump or you worked for him, or if you're just fed up with what the FBI and DOJ are doing, check out the hottest selling item we have ever had on our website. It is the I Stand With 45 flag. We brought this after the Alvin Bragg outrageous case was brought. We'll discuss that later. And we can't print them fast enough. Everything made in America, the I Stand With 45 Trump flag and t-shirt. Close up in third place is the FBI t-shirt launched jointly with Chris Blunt, but this one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And the big surprise, they didn't believe me when I designed it. They said, "You're crazy, Dr. G. It's the Don't Be a Science Denier." A little stick figure man and woman, XY and XX. Don't be a crazy leftist science denier. Get yours today, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SEBGORKA, SebGorkaStore.com. And guarantee you never miss anything we have to deliver for you, the truth every day. Follow us on all the social media platforms that matter. We are everywhere. Look for Seb Gorka, Sebastian Gorka at True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. We're also on Telegram. You can watch us on your television, on your Fire Stick, Roku, and other devices on the Salem News Channel app. And for my Substack, with the latest piece on E. Jean Carroll and the absurdity of that case, is sebastiangorka.substack.com. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
If you love what we provide for you as much as we love making it and giving it to you, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. He's under the gun. The left hate him. Even the FBI want to cancel him. You heard the story of what they did to him recently at a drive-thru. Why do they do this? Because he's a conservative. He loves America and is a friend of President Trump's. But they can't cancel him as long as we have his back. He's just launched the brand new Mark II MyPillow with even newer, updated cooling technology. The only pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 71 million of the original ones sold. Get yours today. Over 150 other items on his website. Use my name for up to 66% off. Treat yourself and get a good night's sleep and support one of us. The number to call to talk to a real person is 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you got to have the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. We are back with that troublemaker extraordinaire. He is known to his friends as Colonel K. He always has your back if you're a patriot. I can vouch for that. The author of numerous works, all worth your time. The latest is Inferno. Follow him on Twitter. Read him at Town Hall. Colonel K. Oh, there we go. We'll be back. That's one of his non-fiction works as well. Thank you, Eric. The last thing, and then we'll move on if we must, in this bizarro world court case, is the phenomena we witnessed with Alvin Bragg, that we know he was funded in his campaign for DA to the tune of $1 million by George Soros, and that he campaigned on putting President Trump behind bars, which doesn't seem as if you're a unbiased officer of the court. And now we find out even the Daily Beast, the gutter press, even wrote a piece on the billionaire founder of LinkedIn, Reid Hoffman, being the person bankrolling E. Jean Carroll's lawyers in this case. A man who detests Trump funding this case. Could this factor into any kind of appeal, Kurt?
I doubt it will, except to the extent that it was excluded in trial. I think the fact that the lawsuit is being funded by his political enemies, I think, is arguably evidence of bias. And I think that should have gone to the jury, though I doubt that jury would have cared. Look, you know, it's hard for me, Dr. Gorka, to treat these kinds of cases like normal cases, the kind of cases I do all the time, where you're usually going to rely on facts and evidence. I don't think that's what's happening here. And I think it's wrong. I think it's very dangerous the way that the law has been weaponized against political opponents. Now, you being a student of history, you understand that the big reason that Caesar crossed the Rubicon is that he could not lay down his power because they were essentially going to prosecute him in Rome and destroy his career, if not take his property and his life. That's dangerous stuff. History tells us weaponizing the law has very, very dangerous consequences. And we saw that, you know, it was what the last, you know, stake through the heart of the Roman Republic.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a very deep, deep and meaningful historic analogy you're bringing there. And how much more likely are we to see more of this? Because we've seen abuse of the criminal judicial process, DOJ going after pro-life pastors, January 6 people being kept in prison without trial for years and years, that this was a civil case. Because a civil case, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
It is a preponderance of evidence, correct?
Yes.
So the level's much lower, Kurt.
Yes, it is. We're going to see more of it because it apparently works. And we're apparently tolerating it as a society. There's ways to push back. One of the ways is to get good judges. The other is to aggressively pardon people unfairly convicted. For instance, a guy defending himself in Austin was sentenced to 25 years today. You know, Greg Abbott needs to get his parole board on task and get that squared away.
Yeah.
The one of the things that the other side uses is a presumption of normality. So you have some of these allegedly Republican voices go, well, you know, we have to honor the jury system and respect the system. No, we don't. That's the problem. When you corrupt it, it should lose the respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the way that they try and convince us to go along with it.
Well,
and it's a very powerful weapon.
Well, and it's also a weapon that means you are forever condemned to losing, because if you believe the system is normal and not stacked against you, then you're always going to lose. He is the co-host with that other troublemaker of a brand new podcast. I wish I'd thought of that name myself. It's called Warlords. Listen every week. I am Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose, the pain. Call right now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. We'll be right back.
America First.
Dear friends, if you feel as if you could do more, if you could be a healthier you, and you've kind of given up on losing the weight you know you are carrying in excess, I've got something for you. I'd given up after 20 years, but then I met Dr. Ashley Lucas. And with her amazing PhD program, I lost 42 pounds. My muse, Katie, lost 36. She is over the moon. She's ecstatic. If I can do it, anyone can. No stupid pills, no calorie counting, no starvation, 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. I have a wicked sweet tooth. I love my fried food. Seriously, if I can do it, everyone can. Call today, 864-644-1900, or just go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. We lost a great last week. You can read about it at townhall.com. She, of course, was a muse to our good friend and guest, Judge Paula Wagner Schlichter. Your mom was a prosecutor, was a judge. We salute her. We salute the memory of this great lady. You mentioned a few moments ago judges in America and how they can be the saving grace to bring some kind of balance back to the judicial system. My question to you is, in the last 6 years, I haven't seen many judges of the ilk of your mother who actually had fiber and who had a backbone. I see people who are, whether it's regards to COVID, whether it's regard to election fraud, I see a lot of cowards. Am I wrong? And if I'm not, what can we do about it to have more Wagner Schlichter-like judges out there?
My mom was a very tough lady, the daughter of Scotch immigrants. And judging from the tributes I've gotten from lawyers and other judges in San Mateo County where she sat, she was tough but fair. And you knew she was going to do the right thing. And, you know, she was doing a criminal case. The criminal's rights were protected. And the prosecutor was allowed to present his case, but fairly and within limits. She studied and became a judge on our dining room table as we were kids.
That is incredible. Whenever you say that, it's like, how does a woman who's raising a family do that?
Well, it was the 70s, so we were free range kids. But no, I mean, she's a very impressive lady who achieved, you know, you're talking about feminists and people think that's, you know, it comes to mind a bunch of whiners talking about their feelings. But ladies like her who said, look, I just want a chance to go be my best and I want to be a lawyer and I'm going to do it. And then going to pass in the California bar on the first try. I mean, wow. You know, Hillary Clinton couldn't pass the D.C. bar on her first try. And I think you can do that in crayon. She's just a neat lady. And that's what we need more of.
Right. But is my assessment that those types of judges are few and far between today, Kurt?
I'll tell you that when we get a good judge, we come back as lawyers and I say, hey, man, I got a really good judge. And I will say that over judges who rule against me. But if you get intelligent questions, one of the best judges I had, and it was a regular business case, Dr. Korka, was a potential liberal Supreme Court justice candidate. We may be seeing it.
Wow.
And his questions, and it's just a regular case, business case, were outstanding. He was intelligent. He was thoughtful. He had read the papers, and he really seemed to want to do a good job. Now, would I want him on a gun case? Probably not. But I think there are good judges out there and judges who want to do what's right.
Is there a systemic issue given what we've witnessed?
I think there is in political cases.
Yeah.
It's very few and far between where you see a judge of a political persuasion going and ruling against it because the law compels it. I mean, if you look at the attempts to get around the Second Amendment cases like Bruin, Heller, etc., You know, they're just contorting themselves like Indian yogis to try and figure out a way to get around this very clear mandate that people can keep and bear arms. Right. And, you know, that's not their job.
So can we do anything about it? Is it about fostering rectitude in the next generation of judges? Because it seems as if you've got an R behind your name. If a case were brought against you or me in D.C., we'd be in trouble, Kurt.
Yes. One of the problems is the law tends to presume that the system is good.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, on appeal, you don't look at facts. You presume that the facts were decided correctly. There is a big presumption against changing venue because, you know, the court, we can be fair. Look, I mean, I think the J6 defendants have shown that Washington, D.C. can't be fair.
Right.
So you have that kind of inertia of normality, and things aren't normal. What we need are judges who understand the proper role of judges. But as you can see from the recent happenings in law schools, the next generation of judges and lawyers are being trained to be activists.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw that with the federal judge at that university in California who was shouted down after the dean.
Yes.
The dean came up to the podium and acted like an activist in the law school, Kurt.
Yes, and no one was punished. And this is one of the problems, the two sets of justice. Do you think that if there was a pro-abortion person and a bunch of pro-life students came up and did that they wouldn't all be expelled? Come on.
Yeah.
We all know the answer. We all know the truth.
We all know the truth. We all know the answer. There is much to be done. But as long as we have people like your late mother and yourself speaking the truth, then there is always hope for the Republic. The book is Inferno. It's the latest in the series, the Kelly Turnbull series, with a special cameo. The more recent nonfiction book is We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. Note the order there. And the podcast, my gosh, he's a busy bee, is The Warlords with our other buddy and oftentimes guest host Jim Hansen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, then do what I did more than 4 years ago. Order the 3-year quick starter pack of Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com. Then you'll find out if you will be one of the 500,000 Americans like me and like Reggie who have found relief. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today. Also, as mentioned by the chairman, I want to thank you. The legislative priorities we have of our committee, this is not a witch hunt. This is not a conspiracy theory.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy May saying somebody with the name Biden needs to go to prison earlier today. I got to ask the man who knows because he fights in the courts with regularity. Do I live in a fantasy land agreeing with her and thinking, yeah, there should be some consequences, but as long as they have the DOJ, it's kind of pointless?
I think you're right. I think it's we have a two-tier justice system, one justice for some people and another system for other people. And that is unsustainable over time. Look, I'm not excited about prosecuting the other side. I, like you, I know a little about history, and I know that doesn't end well. But if you're actually committing bribery, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a crime mentioned in the Constitution. You don't, you know, it needs to be addressed, and I don't think it's going to be. I just don't think it's going to be. And moreover, I think a substantial number of Americans don't care that it's not going to be addressed. Yeah. They're perfectly willing to tolerate it as long as it gives them a political advantage.
Yeah. A very wise person on a Twitter Spaces I was participating in said the following, and I'm sure you agree. We should stop using the phrase a two-tier justice system, because as soon as you have multiple tiers, you actually don't have a justice system.
We
need to recover it. We need more truth tellers like you. And, of course, like your late mother, we salute Judge Paula Wagner Schlichter, lost far too early. We need more like her. In the meantime, if you want to tell the world that you agree with Kurt, if you agree with me, and if you think that we need to have a blind lady justice in America that has a blindfold, then tell them, wear one of these. It is our third hottest selling item on the website. It is the FBI t-shirt in the classic colors, jointly released with another truth teller, Chris Plant. But this time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Tell the world what you think of a multi-tier justice system that cannot provide any sense of justice. That's sebgorkastore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. Whilst you're online, check out the latest book from our very special guest. It is Inferno, number 7 in the Kelly Turnbill series. His regular pieces at townhall.com. And of course, follow him on Twitter, because his Twitter game, well, it's pretty good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to a very special one-on-one here on America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today. Also, as mentioned by the chairman, I want to thank you. The legislative priorities we have of our committee, this is not a witch hunt. This is not a conspiracy theory.
I was told by somebody I shouldn't play that cut, but it's pretty ballsy. That's South Carolina's Macy Gray. Nancy, what's her name? Nancy Mace. I keep mixing her up with that singer. saying that somebody has to go to prison who has the last name Biden. The press conference this morning from Comer giving details about a new corruption scandal, not involving China, Ukraine, or Russia, but this time Romania. We'll discuss that and so much more. The clock is ticking, hours to go until the dissolution of the Title 42 protections of the United States. Tucker Carlson announcing that, yeah, he'll be back. His show's going to air, but on Twitter this time. President Trump having a CNN town hall this evening. Why? We will discuss. And the sweetest of sweetheart deals for the New York Times. $100 million from Google to have shared content. They always have to keep things that provide more propaganda alive. And then a shocking, a surprising Hollywood name saying enough with the censorship of classic works. And the latest on Dianne Feinstein. She is like a zombie. She's going to come back to Congress. But first things first, Mr. G, why is that clip not a good clip to play?
Well, it is a good clip to play. It was a very good clip because she's a typical South Carolina politician. She follows the Lindsey Graham. She gets these good little sound bites that she has. She goes on Fox, but she's a complete, complete rhino. I know we call a lot of people rhinos. She goes on CNN and MSNBC all the time, talks about how Republicans need to not talk about guns or abortion. You're just going to lose elections. She voted to hold Bannon in contempt. Didn't think Ilhan Omar should be kicked off the committee.
But isn't it weird that somebody like that, who's, you know, a rhino when she's on the mainstream media, she'd say something like a Biden needs to get arrested and put in prison? Isn't that a bit weird?
No, because look, it's worked for Lindsey Graham for decades. People don't follow the news that much. So you get the sound bites out there. They see you on Fox every now and then, and you think, oh, look, that person's with me. They're good. They're hardcore. And they keep getting reelected.
So a far nicer, prettier version of Lindsey Graham. All right. I wanted to play anyway, just for the record, or we shall see if she continues to act like a rhino. Let's talk about another case that is closed for now until it is appealed. And that is, of course, the E. Jean Carroll. I don't get it when people have, like, letters before their name. If you don't like using your first, my mother was called Margaret. She detested the name Margaret. Her middle name was Susan. I didn't even know that her real name was Margaret until I saw her passport as a teenager. If you don't like your given name, don't even put the letter in front. Just Jean Carroll. What is this absurdity? Anyway. I have a piece. I wrote it just before I came into the studio. It's on my Substack right now. I think the headline gives it away. We can put it up on the screen. So Trump didn't rape E. Jean Carroll, but he defamed her by not raping her. We're going to break it down with a man who specializes in civil cases. Remember, this wasn't a criminal case. This was a civil case. We're going to have the third hour today with none other than Kurt Schlichter, who is one of the most successful defamation lawyers, attorneys in America. But here's my take as somebody who's looked at the verdict and who's looked at the person, the timing, the backer, and the verdict. And here we have the strange, the peculiar aspects of this case. Number one, the timing. This story of Jean Carroll being raped by Donald Trump came out first in an article she wrote for the New York Magazine in the summer of 2019. Interesting timing. Especially given the fact that the incident was meant to have occurred in 1995. Or 1996, because she doesn't know which it is. She doesn't know which year it occurred in. Having occurred almost 30 years ago, the statute of limitations, of course, applied, and therefore no case could be brought because it was decades old. Except for this interesting wrinkle. Last year, the governor of New York, in which state the crime allegedly occurred, signed something called the Adult Survivors Act, which provided a peculiar, almost magical window of 12 months for people to bring sexual assault, sexual abuse cases whose statute of limitations had expired. But the act would only last for 12 months, meaning they had to bring it between November 24th, 2022 and November 24th of this year. How weird. Shouldn't justice apply to all victims of rape? Not just for one magical year in which E. Jean Carroll brings her case? Oh, and don't forget, of course, that Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, detests President Trump and is famous for having said that all Republicans should leave her state. What about the victim? Yeah, a little strange herself. She has said many peculiar things about what she thinks about men, as well as boys, who she finds horrible. And she's actually given an interview on CNN where she said, people call rape sexy. Yeah, we'll play that for you a little bit later if you don't believe me. But she did actually say that on CNN and made Anderson Cooper very, very embarrassed. Then we have who backed the case. Just as with Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, who brought the charges against President Trump being given $1 million by George Soros for his campaign, even the gutter press, even the Daily Beast has admitted that E. G. Carroll's suit has been funded by none other than Reid Hoffman, the billionaire founder of LinkedIn, who detests Donald Trump. And then lastly, weirdest of all, the verdict. A jury of 9, 6 men, 3 women, who decided the following. I've read the document that they filled in. They said, President Trump is not guilty of raping Jean Carroll. Not guilty! But then they said, yeah, but we think that he sexually abused her. And he defamed her, so we're going to give her damages of almost $5 million. Now, in English, what does that mean? It means they don't believe that her story. They think she lied about her story about being raped. But what? They just don't like Donald Trump, and they'll say, well, sexual assault. Well, we'll say that he assaulted you. Didn't rape you because the evidence isn't just good enough. And we're going to give you $5 million. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. And that is meant to be, quote unquote, justice in the year 2023. It's just another example of political prosecution, which in other words is political persecution. Read the full article at my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. If you're fed up of a multi-tier justice system, then tell the world you are. Get our FBI t-shirt jointly released with Chris Plant. It stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation at sebgorkastore.com. And don't forget, of course, our Tucker Carlson t-shirt, also a super hot seller. It's Tucker's face with the duct tape Fox News logo on his mouth saying, let Tucker speak. Get yours today. Everything Made in America. So much more. All of my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight the War for America's Soul at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. We've only just started. Stay with us. It's going to be fun.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.